I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is AA Radio.
And we're having a good
and
time.
And who do we have with us now, Eddie?
This is one of your favorite interviews.
This is a hot button issue. Anyway, let's get to the name. Mr. Chris DaCosta. I hope I said that right.
Chris DaCosta.
See, I knew it. I screwed it up.
Hey,
all right.
We're famous for it, though.
Anyway, they're from a company called Swift Fuels. This is a white elephant that's going to get really big real soon. We haven't heard much about recently,
yeah,
and that is avgas going away.
Yep.
And you guys are involved in fixing that.
100 low lead going away.
Right, right. Let's clarify that.
And it's a blue elephant, so.
Oh, it's a blue elephant.
The
okay.
800
the new blue.
I thought he was green, actually.
Well, we'll get to that. Without lead, it's, you know, whatever. So
okay.
It's clean.
Well, how are we doing? I mean, I understand there's stuff in testing.
Well, there's
the FAA's
really
beating it up or whatever they do.
There's two broad things going on. First, there's the replacement for low lead, 100 low lead, which is a 102 octane unleaded aviation gasoline. And there's an effort underway by the FAA called PAFI, P-A-F-I, which stands for Piston Alternative Fuels Initiative. And that's a government effort collaborative with industry in order to conduct an evaluation of a whole bunch of fuels. Last July, they received 17 offerers of fuel who were then whittled down to just four within the first 6 weeks. And those four, two of those are from Swift. So we have two different candidate fuels in the 102-octane replacement plan for removing 100 low lead. And those plans will culminate sometime in the back end of 2018, 4 years hence from now, you know. So there's a lot of work going on within the FAA and across the OEMs that are all participating with the program. I think the FAA was here this week talking about it on Tuesday. One or two of the other officers, they spoke also this week. We spoke on Friday. We had a press conference on Thursday. So anyway, we had a lot of information to share about our participation in the overall program. So obviously, we have a committed interest in the ultimate replacement of low lead and the participation in the PAFI program.
That's pretty wild. The FAA tests are quite extensive, and how far along are they?
Yeah, so they're in the middle of right now. They're in the middle of phase one testing, which will end sometime at the end of this calendar year. I think they'll report out by January of 2016 on phase one, and those tests include anti-detonation, emissions, cold and hot surface, material compatibility, composites. I mean, there's a whole raft of different kinds of tests that are being run. And the results of those tests will be channeled back to each of the three offerers, Swift and the other two. And that when they give that information back to us, it's in some sort of confidential deal, then we package that information, give it back to another group called the ASTM. The ASTM are the standard setters for fuel. And the ASTM, for people that don't know, that includes the fuels representatives from Exxon, Shell, BP, Chevron, the oil companies, then the engine makers, Lycoming, Continental Rotax, then the airframers, Cessna, Piper, Beach. So, and they're all present as a forum to evaluate the merits, basically, of the how does it perform, how does it work, what's its toxicology, what's its compatibility, all those kind of questions are wrestled by the ASTM till you get to a final what's called a production specification. Swift Fuels, our number one fuel, already has a production specification. What we don't have is the FAA fleet-wide approval, which is what we're seeking through PAFI. So we're kind of a conundrum because we have something that's already at the end, the spec, but what we're seeking is the FAA approval for that spec through the PAFI process. Now that's all, everything I just said is about the 102 octane fuel, but this week at Oshkosh we have another fuel that I'm sure you'll want to ask me about.
Yes, other fuel?
Speaking of blue fuels.
Yeah.
Okay, so last Thursday, actually a week before yesterday, we had a nationwide press announcement about a new fuel. It's called an unleaded 94 motor octane avgas. So this is not a 102 octane fuel. This is a 94 motor octane fuel. And this fuel will work in any relatively lower octane aircraft, lower octane requiring engine from an aircraft. So this would be all the home belts that are so specified, all the traditional autogas STC'd aircraft. There's thousands of those. But it now includes aircraft that are like 91 motor octane rated that cannot use autogas. The 91 rated airplanes, I'm talking about 91 motor octane rated airplanes,
right.
Those airplanes can use it through an STC. So Lycoming has an SI 1070, a service instruction 1070, where they list out a whole bunch of aircraft engines which are compatible for either autogas or 91 octane avgas. So those engine specifications are there, but you need an STC to have the airframe, the Cessna, the Piper, the Beach, you know, all the different kinds of airframes have to be STC'd.
That, I guess that has to do with the tanks and the fuel system.
It does.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right. So what happened is that Swift partnered with Todd Peterson from Peterson Aviation. Todd had all the autogas STCs. So we basically, for the last 2.5 years, built a framework to get the airframes STC'd, and those have now all come to fruition. So we have a list of literally hundreds. Right this minute, there's 288 engine airframes that are now AVGAS STC'd, and this is a slate of Cessnas, a slate of Pipers, a slate of Beech aircraft, a slate of Moonies and Malls, and many others. There's hundreds. So I can't say them all, but they're on our website. So if you go to swiftfuels.com, SWIFTFUELS.com, and you look on the website, you'll find an AVGAS STC link at the top, and that'll take you to a place where you can see which engine aircraft makes and models are covered. And there's 288 currently approved, and there's another 800 makes and models that are coming to be approved in the next, I'd say, 2 to 4 to 6 weeks. So we're on a roll with the FAA, and they're cranking them out, man. They're doing a lot to help us right now to get these things out there.
Let me ask you another question. AVGAS is going away, not because the FAA wants it to go away, but because the oil refineries, the oil companies don't want to be bothered making it since it's such a small portion of their production. Is that true?
Wow, that's a loaded question. I would say that the number...
It's a leaded question? What?
I would say the number one reason leaded fuel is going away is because doctors don't like lead. And when doctors say your body cannot metabolize lead, it's in the air, it's on the ground, it's the fish, the plants, you know, when it's emitted into the air, particularly through airplanes, and it comes out in particular in very ultrafine particles. So it's literally you breathe ultrafine particles there in your lungs. So it's the medical issues about lead are driven by doctors. And doctors tell basically the EPA that it's bad. And the EPA says, you know, we want to get this out of here. So they put in motion a series of, you know, obviously they did it for car gas in the last 20 years, and they did it for a lot of other things. And aviation gasoline is one of the last places. There are still other places where lead exists, but this is airborne, so it's a larger swath of the environment is touched by the leaded AVGAS. So I don't know anybody who thinks that lead is a good thing, or that even a small amount of lead is a good thing. Most of our gasolines today tend to be hydrocarbon-based, and of course a hydrocarbon is hydrogen and carbon, and our bodies can metabolize those molecules, believe it or not. When you grill a steak and you cook and you have smoke, you know, your body is very capable of metabolizing carbon. We have a lot of carbon in our bodies anyway. I'm not suggesting someone should overdo that.
It's been said that I've got a lot of lead in a certain part of my body. But
but my point is that traditional hydrocarbons, by comparison to toxic carcinogenic chemicals, you know what I mean, are those that the traditional hydrocarbons are relatively safer. You know, you can die of water overdose, you know, so you have to be careful with, you know, what you do. So anyway, my point is that we're on a path at Swift to eliminate lead in aviation gasoline. We have a high-octane solution, which are actually more than one, that are in the PAFI program. We have an ASTM, that's the decision makers on standards. We have a very large ASTM presence. We have four different task forces involved in ASTM for the various fuels, but also for, you know, markings and color dye and test methods. I mean, it's a very extensive thing that we're doing.
So what colors you're going to be?
I mentioned blue.
Yeah, you did.
Low lead is blue. So the current color of our fuel is water white. So, and in fact, we have some here at the airfield. We put a batch of about 300 gallons out at the Light Sport Fuel place. Yeah, there's a fuel kind of a house.
Can I bring my car over? We need some for the trip home.
We'd be happy to fill up your car. Your car will, it's like luxury gasoline. Just for people to clarify, you know, there are some people, I kind of use the word bootleg. There are bootleg ways to get autogas into airfields in some cases. The airports don't like it. The FAA doesn't like it. A lot of people don't like that. And here's why. Autogas is held to a much different standard. It tends to be lower octane, substantially lower in our thinking. It has a volatile vapor pressure. It changes every month in every state of the country and depends upon your elevation. In some states have multiple elevations, there's multiple grades. So in the summer months, Autogas is traditionally a little bit lower vapor pressure, but in the winter months from like October through March, it's much higher vapor pressure. And vapor pressure affects vapor lock in airplanes. And so, you know, if you buy fuel that's been sitting a long time and it was bought in the wintertime, the odds are high you're going to have a vapor lock problem in your airplane. In our fuel, however, in our 94 motor octane avgas, the one we're talking about this week, it has a much higher motor octane number. 94 motor octane in our fuel compares to gas pump stuff that you might buy. If you bought, what grade do you buy at the gas pump?
Oh, I buy the cheap junk, which is a good day, 87.
Okay, I'm running mid-grade.
Pardon?
I'm running mid-grade, like 88.
88 or 89. Let's pick 89 just as an example, because it's not 91, it's not either. 89 is probably about an 83 mon, and we're selling a 94 mon. So 11 motor octane points higher is a lot. And obviously 100 low lead is six more above what our 94 is, but I'm telling you, from auto gas to our fuel, if you buy mid-grade auto gas, it's 11 motor octane points higher than that. So it's substantial. And why that's important is that affects the anti-detonation performance of the fuel in relation to the engine. It prevents your engine from knocking, the higher motor octane in this case. So this fuel satisfies the thirst from airplanes that are 91, 94, and below in terms of their motor octane ratings. So this would be, there are a large number of warbirds, light sports, home built, autogas, STC'd, and aviation gasoline required that have a 91, most of them have a 91 motor octane number requirement. It serves their needs completely.
Now, that's available now.
It's available right now.
Right now, right here. Anyway,
Just comment about that in relation to Oshkosh? So there are three airports. We've been selling it at airports around our facilities in Indiana, but there's a Brooks Field in the southern part of Michigan is selling it right now. And people that are flying home from Oshkosh can stop at Brooks Field. I think they're selling it for $4.15.
Oh, you got them right there.
Griffith, Indiana, which is right next to Maryville. I think it's called Griffith Maryville, 05 Charlie. They have it also, and they're selling it for $4. And they were here. They were in our booth yesterday, and they were all excited, man. They got 13 or 1,400 gallons of it right this second, and they're hoping to have more. And so anyway, they're selling it at Griffith Maryville, 05 Charlie. And then there's another one at Anderson in Indiana. And I'm KAID, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. But check me out on that. Anderson Airfield in Indiana, they have it, and it's four something, 410, 420.
Well, so you're already coming in significantly less than the other fuels.
Well, that's an important issue. You know, I don't set the price the FBOs sell it at. That's very important for people to understand. So if some FBO could sell it for $55, I've got no control over that.
Right.
But obviously, we're competitively priced. It's rooted in components that come from premium gasoline. So if you know, I was at a pump here in Oshkosh yesterday, and I think I paid $3.19 a gallon for a premium auto gas. That sounded high, but that's what I paid. You know, think of numbers like that. It's maybe nickels and dimes more than that, but I charge that to the FBO, who then charges it to retail. So something along those lines.
Okay, and you guys have a tent located out on the, I guess that's the Tower Road. I don't know the name of the road.
Waukau
Avenue? Waukau. Okay, yeah. Very good. And also swiftfuels.com.
Yes, sir, and you'll find the STCs there. And if have anybody, because this is complicated. People might have questions about the airplane or its make and model. Come see us or call us on the phone. You know, we're here to help.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Chris. And this is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is the AA Radio.